Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Happy Friday. Welcome to WFHR's morning show. We hope you're having a great start to your Friday out there, everybody. Got your host, James J. here with you. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
Our co-host and head of production, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We got good things lined up for you over the next couple of hours. We're going to kick it off the way we like to with our friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
TGIF. I'm just dancing in the sunshine right
now. Oh, and there is plenty of sunshine to dance in, Brittany. And it will be for at least a couple more days, it looks like.
Yes, the entire weekend. We are spoiled, and I'm so excited about it. You know, it's our last little fling of summer, I think, we're going to have here across the state. So statewide, no matter where you go, what you're doing, you are going to be sitting beautifully under abundant sunshine today, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, and highs in the upper 70s to nearly 80 degrees.
Wow.
And no humidity. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Gotta like that. It just, it feels like this time of year, Mother Nature is looking at her stock and she's like, well, I've got these days of summer. They're going to expire before next year. We might as well use them. Let's use them. Let's use them before they expire. Let's just get them out there.
Right? She must be in a good mood this year.
Yeah, it's nice of her. It's very nice of her.
I think she's trying to pamper us before reality hits.
Remember
you love me. Remember.
lull us into a false sense of security and everything. Brittany, we appreciate you. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll get everybody ready for the week ahead on Monday.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks, Brittany.
And a big thank you to Brittany for joining us this week. She joined Seth and I in Director's Cut.
Yep.
That episode will be featured this Sunday. More on that a little bit later when we get into our schedule. But it was a great time, everybody.
That was a good interview.
One of my favorite, I think, I've done in a long time. That was a great one. We got great things lined up for you. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. And then we'll, of course, get into our star of the day after our news break. We're going to play a famous TV theme song for you. Get it right. And just like that, you win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Yum.
All that coming up for you. We're going to get into our National Day of calendar a little bit as well. And not just for today, but also for Sunday, because Sunday is National Coffee Day.
All right.
Well, that is one of our main topics. We have to discuss that.
We love the coffee.
That's coming up a little bit later. We've also got a couple of other good ones for you here. Restaurants, are they doing smaller portions? We will get into that.
Should they do smaller portions?
We've got some entertainment news for you. We'll get into the list of the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame performers.
All right.
We'll also have what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen, and new on your local theater stage.
That's right.
All that coming up. But let's kick things off with our National Day of Calendar. We don't get to do this anymore.
Not really, no.
And every once in a while we like to when it has to do with us.
when we're the focus.
There is a couple of great ones for today and the next couple of days. For today, September 27th, it is Native American Day.
Very good.
That is a very strong one right there. National Crush a Can Day. This is all about getting into recycling and doing more of that.
Hey, is there anything more satisfying than crushing an aluminum can? I'm telling. It doesn't matter if you use like a crusher, your foot, you know, whatever. There's nothing satisfying
as long
like
as
that.
It's not your forehead.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
You are both 100% right on this one. Yes, you're both. National Chocolate Milk Day. That is a great one. I will definitely be
James'
having
favorite
day.
Yes, one of them, anyway.
I will definitely be having that. And it is Morning Show Host Day.
Well, how about that? It is all about us.
It came right down to it. Morning Show Host Day. Now, I think that we can all think of if you've been fortunate to listen to radio morning shows, or you know, even I would say, you know, when we were kids, there was a lot of great morning shows around and everything. But you know, today's a great day to shout out to your favorite morning show hosts and give them a big shout out and everything. It's a fun one.
Yeah,
I honestly
mean, but like, do you have any other morning show hosts that you like. I mean, we're the only
three.
Ones.
Yeah,
you know.
Outside of these three, yes.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, of course you're listening to us.
So. Right. That's right. So, you know, there you go.
I didn't really think about that part of it as I was saying it. I really meant it as, you know, like morning show,
right,
morning show hosts of past.
Of the through past. The ages. Yeah. Yeah.
But if you're listening to us, chances are, yeah, you're probably, that's a very good point. I didn't really. Oh, I need sleep. We will get into more of our National Day of, a little bit later with, I mentioned as Coffee Day, and there was a couple of other things I wanted to note about Sunday as well. But for now, hey, to all the morning show hosts out there and our fellow morning show hosts in the Civic Media umbrella, we wish you all a great day. Enjoy your day.
Tip
all
of the hat.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes, we greatly appreciate you. Enjoy your day.
Oh, it's too bad it wasn't Coffee Day and morning show host. Then we could have referenced the coffee clutch, you know?
Yes.
You know?
Yes. I think we should anyway.
Yeah, well, we probably should.
I mean, we're not here without
staple.
It. Yeah,
staple of the mornings around here for many decades.
For long, long before, you know, a lot of this recent incarnation or the last couple of incarnations of the morning show were around. We had Coffee Clutch.
That's right.
We wouldn't be here without it.
Great Arnie Strope, yep.
We're getting ready next month to celebrate another great milestone for us and another big birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's been on my mind and I've been doing a lot of research prepping for that day. And I came across some really cool stuff about the Coffee Clutch. And
we'll
be bringing up during the holiday, during our holiday,
our holiday, our celebration,
when that comes up. But you're so right, man. Great reference right there. And as I mentioned, it is National Coffee Day, and I thought this would be a great place to start off. What is too much caffeine?
Is there such a thing as too much caffeine?
I was just going to say that.
I think that this, it's an almost insulting question this early in the morning.
Yeah.
It really is. It's not fair.
How much you got? How about that?
Who's to judge what? This American Heart Association? The U.S. Food and Drug Administration?
What? What do they know?
Please. Medical professionals?
They don't realize how busy of a day I have. We do have this from the American Heart Association and U.S. Food and Drug Administration, who we do appreciate.
Yes.
They say the point is around 3 to 4 cups of coffee per day for most people.
Okay.
And not all at once. That's per day, like stretched across the day, James.
Thank you, Melissa.
Takes a drink of coffee.
I got to go pour some out.
Just looking out for you, bro.
I appreciate it. Much appreciated. This, of course, is different if you have a heart condition. Please keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on strength of your caffeine, 3 to 4 cups is somewhat between 300 to 400 milligrams of caffeine.
Okay.
To hit the level with other drinks, you'll need to drink 1 to 3 energy drinks, 4 to 5 cans of Coke, or 10 to 15 cups of green tea.
Whoa. Whoa, that's a lot of green tea.
That's a lot of green tea. I don't think in my whole lifetime I've drank that much green tea. And some of the signs we've had too much caffeine include insomnia, jitterness, heart palpitations, excessive sweating, nausea, headaches, getting last names wrong. No, I don't.
You just threw that one in there.
I may have, that may have been a little self-realization.
Individual symptoms may vary. So that could be a sign of too much caffeine. You know,
case by case.
That's right. That's right. I know exactly when I've had too much because I get the jitters, definitely. And then, and I get a little like, why am I sweating? Too much coffee.
Yes,
I get an upset stomach.
Oh, okay.
I think I get the nausea. I think that's the one that I can tell. Otherwise, I don't really feel like I notice much of it, and I don't feel like caffeine hits me like a lot like some people. That's another thing about it. I know a lot of people that can have a cup of coffee at 6 o'clock and be asleep by 9.
Yep.
There's a lot of that. I don't know necessarily what the rhyme or reason is behind it, though, and I would like to know more about that. But we're still researching it. Every time I look into it, there is, data still to be found, or you know, scientists still working on this and everything. So
yep. For me, my cutoff is noon.
Wow.
That's a good cutoff.
I have to cut off coffee by noon. I can have a soda in the afternoon.
Yep. A lot less caffeine there, yep.
Yeah. But no, if I have coffee afternoon, I am awake until like midnight. It's dumb.
Do you, it is Friday. It is Friday, Melissa.
No, it's dumb. I don't like not being able to sleep.
I know. I don't think a lot of people appreciate that. Yeah.
Do you feel a different caffeine, or do you feel a different buzz, or however you want to put it, from caffeine, from soda to coffee? I feel like I do. I feel like I do. It's very faint.
There's a lot more caffeine in coffee than soda, as you indicated earlier. So
unless you drank the old Jolt cola.
Oh my God! Yeah, Surge.
Surge. That's the one I remember from high school.
Some of the soda, like I don't think
you can even find that anywhere.
No, limited. There's limited patches where it is, but in general, they don't make it anymore.
And I guarantee you, it's not the way they make it they used to.
Oh, probably no.
I feel like there were so many sodas that we just mentioned and more that we could like this that like the only reason they got out there was because, you know, we'll just see how long we can get away with this.
Yeah, right.
We're just going to put this out there and see.
Oh, the 90s. I'm telling you.
And hopefully, yes, regulation has come knocking because now they're talking about they're talking in Congress about the difference in the products from the exact same company and how they're produced here in the United States for us and how they make them for other countries.
That's right. You know,
get on that. Stop giving us poison in our food. Could we, please?
Yes. I will take the bacon double cheeseburger. Could you hold the poison? Yeah. Could you just maybe a little less
than
that?
Not to my taste. And I'm you just, know?
Minus the chemicals, please.
It throws off the taste. It really does. how much coffee is too much coffee for you out there? We'd love to hear from you. 715-424-2600. Keep that phone number handy, not only because we want to hear from you during the birthday and anniversary club coming up, but we also want you to be able to win one more time. We got one more day to do this.
It's the last day of the contest.
Yes. Please. The statewide Civic Media Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest is going on for one more day. You'll be listening at the top of the 11 a.m., 1 o'clock, and 4 o'clock hours, not only here, but on our sister station, 105.5 WYRI. And we will give you a keyword to text to us. Do so through the Civic Media app. You can win some green or some gold.
Yeah.
And you can also win an opportunity to win a pair of indoor tickets to see the green and gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against Nolens. Got to say it like Nolens. Got to do it that way.
And all one
since
word.
Today is the last day of the contest. That means they're going to draw that winner very soon.
Yeah. They are. Very exciting. Next week, we'll probably
hear
about it.
It's going to be one of
it.
Our listeners, you guys. I can feel it.
I feel it. I feel it. Yes, I'm with you, Melissa. We want one of you guys to win.
Good juju today. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's going to be one of our listeners.
All right.
Yeah, that's 100%. Get in on this one, everybody. And thank you so much to everybody who has downloaded the app, who has been playing along. We greatly appreciate you. A big shout out to Civic Media as well, giving us a chance to really, really give, literally make our listeners richer. Like, that's what we're doing here. We're giving away gold, people.
Not only do we make your life richer with our, you know, with our broadcasting and everything, we're literally make you $100 richer. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, 20 some years in radio, I've never given away gold. That's a new one to me. That's pretty cool. That is pretty
cool.
We appreciate all of you listening and listening through the Civic Media app. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and have the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's the morning show here on WFHR. You heard the Fab Four. You know what time it is.
Yeah.
Time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Woo!
One of our favorite parts of the day. We get to celebrate all of you and, of course, talk about our great friends over at El Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Got some amazing weekend specials, everybody.
Yummy.
Yes. For today, they got a shrimp skillet going on.
Yes. Whoa.
For breakfast. Continue.
Their Friday lunch and dinner is a shrimp Alfredo or steak and shrimp.
Ooh, wow. Surf and turf.
Haven't had shrimp Alfredo since I was a kid.
Wow.
And, of course, they got their great fish fry going on tonight. Be sure to check that out. Yeah. Saturday, you know, the weekends are a really good time to head on over to El Cafe. Got some great specials there for you as well. Be sure to check it out. And, again, Friday, they are open until 8 tonight with their fish fry going on a little bit later. Go visit our friends at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from us. And thank them for supporting local. You guys support local out there.
Mm-hmm.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries.
We want to celebrate.
Yeah. Get them to us. Info@WFHR.com.
you could sound a little less rough.
I don't know why. I didn't mean to. It just came out.
Very
rough.
Why aren't you sounding out there?
Reset. Yeah. Say it nicely. Use your nice voice.
Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We'd love to hear from you. Celebrate
there
with
you
us.
Go.
info@wfhr.com. Go ahead and direct message us on our Facebook pages. We'd love to hear from you there.
And if you're not too scared, you can call up 715-424-2600. I promise I'll make James be nice.
Yep. She's very good at it. She's very good.
Oh, this is such a Friday show.
It really is. It really is. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. And please feel free to call up, as Melissa said. We really would love to hear from you guys.
And it's just one button dialing with the Civic Media app, which you have and you want to have, so you can participate in the last day of our fantastic contest.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, come on.
We want you guys to win. Get in on the winning, everybody. So I need a 1 through 3 from you, Melissa.
I choose 3.
Okay. Gives us that qualifier, so we can get right into that. And then, of course, I need a 1 or a 2 from you, Seth.
2.
Okay, gives us that qualifier. And a 1 or a 2, Melissa?
1.
All right, gives us 3, 2, 1.
Contact.
Thank you so much. That's going to be in my head all day. 3, 2, 1, contact.
Yep.
It's a that and the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yep.
That's going to be in my head,
That's
too.
That's a classic.
1 is the loneliest number that you'll ever
know. All songs about numbers.
Yes. That won't be the feature on Seth Space.
No, I've done that one already.
I've done that one pretty much.
Although I stopped at 25. I could keep going. Like 26 and up. So,
keep going. We're going to keep going with the segment here, and we get right into the birthdays. We've got all birthdays this weekend, you guys. No anniversaries.
Really? Wow.
Nobody gets married at the end of September, man.
No way.
Apparently. First up, we wish happy birthday to my ex-wife, Willow. I want to wish her a happy birthday. Mandy and I were just talking this morning a little bit. She's got a fun day ahead. A wonderful human being, wonderful mom, wonderful heart on her, and wishing her the best of days. Enjoy your day, Willow. Enjoy your day.
Happy birthday.
We wish a happy birthday to Katie Johnson.
Happy birthday, Katie.
Happy birthday, Katie.
Enjoy your day, Katie. Hope it's a good one for you. Mm-hmm. We wish a happy birthday to Cheryl Fite.
Happy birthday, Cheryl.
Happy birthday, Cheryl.
It's a great name, Cheryl. Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish happy birthday to our qualifier, Carrie Fuller.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Wishing you the best.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Yeah, congrats, Carrie. Enjoy your day. We take a look at Saturday birthdays and wish happy birthday to Tony Cruoto.
Ooh,
happy
Tony.
Happy birthday, Tony.
Tony, how would you say that?
Let me see here. Crotto or something like that. Yeah, you were close.
I think that's good.
I'm probably wrong too, but
Tony, feel free to call
send
in.
Send these in. Yeah. Send in the phonetic spelling.
Oh God, yes. Just... I don't care if it's Smith. You might want to do that just to play it safe.
No, James, it's Smythe.
Right? Yes, exactly. That's what I would do. And our
the H is silent.
And our qualifier for Saturday, Shirley Plowman Wagner.
Oh,
happy birthday,
happy
Shirley.
Birthday,
congratulations.
Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, enjoy your day. We take a look at Sunday, where we wish a very happy birthday to my mom.
Happy birthday, Pam.
Mom.
Pamela Jean Stern Maloff. Happy birthday to you. My mother has her name hyphenated because my grandfather had 4 daughters, and it was very important to him, and it meant a lot to her to carry on the last name. Mm-hmm. In part for a lot of reasons, but one of them was taught to me at a young age, because when we had to fill out these sheets with our parents' names, and I got 3 hyphens with my mother's name, and I'm frustrated. She explained to me why. It was one of the early lessons she taught me, which would be a lifetime of learning I would do from her. The smartest human being I know, probably the strongest and bravest that I've ever known, and literally not only wouldn't be here without her, but wouldn't be in this chair without her. My mom was the one that suggested to me to, you know, throw my hat and see if I could get a job in radio.
You never know.
I wouldn't have done it otherwise. I guarantee you I wouldn't have done it otherwise.
Go, Mom.
Big thank you to you. She is off right now taking care of my father. So, being a mom, being a wife. And
caregiver. All around caregiver.
Really is. Appreciate you, Mom. I'll talk to you in a little bit. We wish a very happy birthday also to our good friend, station's friend as well, Moselle Stoiber.
Oh, happy birthday, Moselle.
Dr. Moselle, of course, over at Stoiber Healthcare. Visit them when you get a chance, especially before winter kicks in. You might want to get on over there and everything.
Yeah, before you have to start shoveling, yeah.
A wonderful human being. We wish a very happy birthday to our friend, Moselle Stoiber. Enjoy your day, Mo. And our qualifier for today, Pam Denis.
Happy birthday, Pam.
Happy birthday.
You got a great name.
Another Pam, wow.
Yeah.
Perfect. It must have been the day.
Yep. And Pam, we appreciate you. Now, I believe that Pams have to share this with other Pams if they win. So I know. Enjoy your day, Pam. Congratulations on the qualifying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Taking a quick look at our celebrity list of birthdays for today. Jenny Ortega is 22. Wednesday Addams, of course, in the newest version of Wednesday. She was in Beetlejuice as well. She was in Scream 6 and has got a couple of movies coming out, actually. 22 and one of the busiest actors out there right now.
Right, right. She's already kind of got a certain type of movie or project that she's been involved in already. So I hope that doesn't limit her in the future.
Yeah, definitely. And at her age, hopefully, won't be typecast at this young of an
exactly.
age. Exactly. Mark Maron is 61 today. A good actor and certainly a good interviewer, podcaster.
Yeah.
I don't know if his show is as popular as it was, but I know at one point he had probably the most popular podcast.
He was one of them, yeah.
He had Barack Obama on there. I mean, President Obama he had on there. I mean, yeah, he's quite a few people. Let's see, and some... Randy Bachman is 81 today, of course, of the Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Oh, yes.
Taking care of business.
Taking care of business.
Yeah. Would have been celebrating birthdays today. Got quite a list here. Meatloaf, born in 1947, just passed away in 2022. Wonderful singer, songwriter, and pretty good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Wilford Brimley, incredible actor. born in 1934, passed away in 2020. Brubaker, The Electric Horseman, Cocoon, The Thing, The Firm. A lot of great roles over the years. But man, if you haven't seen, I think, the greatest baseball movie of all time, The Natural, his work in that is flawless. Flawless. as good as Redford is in it, man. He is just as good.
Yeah. And eat your oatmeal.
Yes, and
a whole bunch of oatmeal commercials when he was older. Yeah,
may have done as many oatmeal commercials as he did movies. I don't know. The great, the wonderful, the soulful Don Cornelius would have been celebrating a birthday today. Creator and former host of Soul Train.
Thank you very much, Clarissa.
Oh, one of the greatest voices of all time.
I know, he was great. God. Love that Don Cornelius.
And Soul Train, I genuinely believe that you may not even have MTV, let alone all the spinoffs on MTV, like Yo MTV Raps and 120 Minutes and Headbangers Ball, all that stuff, without Soul Train. Soul Train proved something could be done with music and live and incorporating dance and all that. It was also before we had obviously just these supercomputers on us. If you wanted to know what the fashion was, when the new dance moves were, you watched Soul Train. I remember with my friends watching Soul Train and practicing dancing, and we're watching repeats basically. that's
awesome.
How big that show was and everything. Also, James Dole, born on this day in 1877, canned pineapple king.
Oh. The man behind the Dole name.
Yeah, yeah. And some really good pineapples.
And if you go to Disney World, Disneyland, you get a Dole Whip.
Oh, really?
It's a fabulous drink, yes, made out of pineapple.
Really good.
It's very good, yeah.
I love anything pineapple-related, so. On Saturday, celebrating birthdays, Naomi Watts is 56. Fun, wonderful actor. Mm-hmm. She's really good.
She's
excellent. Yeah, I like her a lot.
Mira Sorvino is also 57 on Sunday. Saturday.
Wow.
Great actor as
Not
well.
A great one.
Won an Oscar in Mighty or Aphrodite.
Yes, she did.
The very funny, the very wonderful Janine Garofalo is 60 on Saturday. Man.
Man, look at these ladies. They're all very good.
And there was one. Oh, yeah. Moon Unit Zappa celebrating a birthday as well. Let's see. On Sunday, Ed Sullivan would have been celebrating a birthday. Thank you very much.
Yes.
You got a really wonderful show.
One of the most weird television stars of all time.
Yes, yes.
How did he get on television? I don't know, but it worked.
And really, I mean, changed the game as far as hosts. He really did. One way or another, however you look at it, like they were never, hosts changed after that.
Yeah.
They didn't all look the same. They didn't all sound the same. The Ed Sullivan Show, you almost could say that you wouldn't have late night. There is no Tonight Show. There is no so many late night TV shows without the Ed Sullivan Show.
It's amazing.
It's a really iconic show.
At least the format, because they were very similar.
The format
yeah.
is what I'm thinking. Yeah. yeah. Maybe not the time of day, but the format was very well.
Very similar, yeah.
And Max Schmeling, born on Saturday, 1905, heavyweight champ, who of course got beat up by Joe Louis. But I think it's important to note that Schmeling personally saved two German Jews during the Holocaust by hiding them in his hotel room. He was not what a lot of the media and the papers had him be.
That is correct.
It's part of why I mention him, and I think it's an important note in sports history.
That was one of the things that he never bought into the whole.
Yeah.
master race thing that he was put up as like the, look at the German boxer, he's the greatest, blah 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 blah. He never bought into any of that stuff.
But and he lived to be 99.
Wow, I mean that's amazing.
Athletes didn't have any power, any control, and the only time they put a mic in front of their face was to get a sound bite that they could use against them. And this is not just in boxing; it's in baseball. Look at Ty Cobb. Look at so many different stories of where they. Oh, nobody wants to hear a story about an average guy. You know, just because he's great at sports, if they're average. So we gotta sensationalize. We gotta do something like that. When people wonder why athletes deserve a microphone, deserve a chance to speak for themselves and everything, look up Max Schmeling. But look into some of those stories and why it's so important for players to have unions and for some of these things.
Yep.
And on Sunday, looking at birthdays, Halsey is 30. Oh, wonderful singer and songwriter. She is amazing.
Yeah, she's great, something else.
Aren't Kevin Durant is 36. A great basketball player. Yes. One of the best. Les Claypool is 61. Arguably the best bass player alive.
I will give him fastest player alive. Sure. I don't know if I'll give him best, but I'll give him fastest.
He's up there. He's up there, but he's definitely one of the fastest.
Yes.
And Ian McShane is 82 on Sunday.
One of the great character actors of all time.
Huge fan.
He is so amazing. I love him.
If you don't know him from Deadwood or the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, maybe you might know him from the John Wick movies. He's in those as well and does an amazing job.
And in the 90s, if you were a fan of A&E, he was Killjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
Or no, Lovejoy. Lovejoy. Lovejoy.
Killjoy was another show, Lovejoy is a good one. Yeah, yes. It was a really good one. On Sunday, we wish a happy birthday. Would have been celebrating birthdays to a couple of pioneers. Jerry Lee Lewis, born in 1935.
Wow.
A whole lot of shaking going on.
Great balls of fire.
And Gene Autry, born in 1907 on Sunday. Singing cowboy.
The singing cowboy. Mm.
Gene Autry's got 5 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Wow.
5 stars.
I'm telling you, the guy, he did everything. And then, not only that, he was super smart. He invested his money like in electronics, became a millionaire, and then founded the California Angels.
Yeah. Incredible. Incredible life. I mean,
he was, his whole life, an amazing man.
And Madeline Kahn, born in 1942, passed away in 99. Blazing Saddles, High Anxiety, but many of us remember, of course, Young Frankenstein.
Yes.
Rolling.
One of the greatest voices ever in anything. God, I love her voice.
So
loved her
funny.
Voice so much.
If you want to watch a movie from the 70s that's similar to the Mel Brooks ones, a little bit different, watch The Cheap Detective.
Oh, good one.
God, is she funny in that. She's Peter really Falk, good. By the way, is the star of that.
Yeah.
And it's a hilarious movie. Oh, my gosh.
Happy birthday to her, and happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. Stick around after our news break. We're going to get into the Culver's Star of the Day. We got that coming up for you right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What we like to do every Friday is play a famous TV theme song for you. You get it right, and you haven't won anything in 30 days, you call up 715-424-2600.
Yeah.
Or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app.
That's
and
right.
Just like that, you win a family pack of 4 from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Yay. Awesome.
That's Culver's.
That
food.
Is some free Culver's right there for you, everybody. Get ready to call in and let us know what TV theme song this is from, everyone. And you will win yourself not only 2 adult meals, but 2 kids meals from our great friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. We say a big shout out to them.
Mm-hmm.
I wish them a great good morning. Get ready to call up, everybody. 715-424-2600. What TV theme song is this?
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed.
Oh, nicely done.
That was like immediate.
Nicely done. Good morning. What's your answer?
Beverly Hillbilly.
No, yes, indeed.
Nicely done. Well done. Let's make it official. There we go.
All right.
Now it's official.
Woo.
You a fan of the show, sir?
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed it. It was quite the show back in this day.
There was a, you know, back in, there was a stretch there where they did these fish out of water shows, and it's kind of a TV staple. It even going to the Jeffersons and going uptown and things like that and everything. But this was really one of the first really hits to do that. And I forget sometimes how long the show was on too. It was on for a long time.
Yeah, it was part of the Hooterville trilogy, along with the Green Acres and Petticoat Junction. So they were all created by the same guy. So yeah.
Yeah, all really good ones. Sir, can I get your first name?
Mike.
Mike, thank you so much, Mike, for listening and playing along. Where are you calling us from?
Rapids.
All right, got ourselves a Rapids winner. Mm-hmm. Mike, hang on the line. We're going to get a little information from you, but you are our newest star of the day.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for listening and playing along, Mike. Yeah. We appreciate that. Yeah, and I chose this one in part because it was on September 26th in 1962 that the Beverly Hillbillies premiered.
That's right.
Just a couple days ago.
Wow.
Or yesterday, I should say.
Yesterday, yeah.
In 1960, so I was pulling this up when Terry was in studio yesterday, and I was dumbfounded. I didn't realize it was a 60s show. I really thought it was like a late 70s, early 70s, mid-70s show. I really did.
It was all the reruns.
Really? Yeah, yeah. It's so interesting how we were, I think we were the last generation to do this, where we grew up a lot on our parents' shows and a lot of reruns. Mm-hmm. There now, you know.
Yeah, now that I think about it, I think you're right.
By the time our siblings, our younger siblings came around, you had Nickelodeon and you had all these other things for them to take in, mm-hmm. and actual kids like kind of things. We grew up on a lot of adult stuff, some of us, you know, did mm-hmm. and everything. And you just didn't see that much anymore. So I thought that was quite interesting.
It was limited to the kind of entertainment that we had. So
we're going to talk to Mike and we'll come back with some more fun. But be listening every Friday right in this time slot. And you could be our next star of the day and win some free Culvers. Woo. And a big, big shout out to our friends over at on A Street at Culvers here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yes.
Stop by there this weekend, get some Culvers in your life and thank them for us. We're going to talk to Mike and we'll be back with more fun on the morning show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Friday. Happy Friday, everybody.
Mm. Woo-hoo. Papa's got a brand new bag.
We got some fun stuff to take you right to the top of the hour. But I do. We have a melancholy way to kind of start this segment. I was going to wait until the entertainment segment, but it's breaking news, and I want to get to it right away because that's one of the reasons we're here live, is to be able to cover things like this. And Melissa, being the ace reporter she is, got us this note that Dame Maggie Smith has passed away. One of the greatest actors any of us have ever seen, as far in my opinion, just my opinion, but certainly one of the greats of her era, one of the greats even currently, and just a wonderful, wonderful human being as well. One of my favorite people to learn from when it came to acting, and not so much always when she was on screen, but hearing her talk about acting and other actors. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot from her in that way. I think there's a lot of great references out there right now. The Harry Potter series is going to be brought up. Downton Abbey is going to be brought up, and mm-hmm. all our great ones. She was perfect in Harry Potter. I actually think you can make the argument she was the most perfectly cast person in that whole series.
I think you're probably right.
Like, even more than Daniel Radcliffe or any of those others.
Maybe Robbie Coltrane as Hagrid, though. Yeah. That's the only other one, but yeah.
But I would love to encourage you to, if you are a fan of hers, to watch Evil Under the Sun. That was the first movie I remember seeing her in. And I think that a lot, we know her so much as Dame Maggie Smith. Mm-hmm. Get to know Maggie Smith.
Yes.
Get to know the younger actress, and see how she was always this good.
Right.
Hollywood does this thing, and especially, specifically to female actors, where you could be great, but we're only going to use you in certain roles back in the 50s and 60s and 70s when Maggie is really doing a lot of her work. Mm-hmm. And it's only worse across the pond. You think it's bad here, was even worse there, and still is pretty bad over there. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, hey, you get to be grandma age, then we'll use you. Maggie Smith was always this good and should have had a bigger IMDb page.
Right.
Should have deserved it. And a wonderful actress. I mean, she was named a dame for all. Like, come on.
That's an honor, to be sure. You're so right, because I think the first time I remember seeing her was in Sister Act, if I remember correctly, like from the early 90s. And,
she's so good.
And by then she was already, a little bit older. But if you want to see, I almost made a bad pun here. If you want to see some of her best younger work, James gave you a great example there.
I know what you're going to say.
It's the prime of Miss Jean Brody.
The prime of Miss Jean Brody.
I almost said prime. Uh-huh. If you want to see her prime, in her prime, I was like, oh, that's a little too much. Yeah. But anyway, no, that's when she, I believe she was nominated for an Oscar for that, if I remember correctly. Was. So, yeah.
It's a great reference. It's a good one. Yeah. And will be missed. Will
she
be
won an Academy Award for Best Actress in a leading role for that show, that movie.
Oh, she did win it.
Yes,
oh,
she did.
That's right. Yep. Oh, very good. Very good.
1969.
I knew she had won one, and I was pretty certain that was the one. Thank you for that, both of you. Nice coverage on that. And thank you, Melissa, letting us know. Yes. I did want to take a look at Sunday's National Day of Calendar, as we referenced earlier, in part because there's a couple of big ones on Sunday. We will get to National Coffee Day in a moment, but I do want to note right away that Sunday is VFW Day.
Very good.
Join us as we celebrate our beloved heroes of America, some of our most cherished citizens. And we thank them for their service, certainly. We thank them especially for their continued service, because I guarantee that you don't know probably anybody involved at a VFW that is not putting into their community and not continuing to serve.
Yep.
We greatly appreciate everything that you have done, everything that your families have done. We see you. We think of you. We feel for you. We appreciate you.
Yep.
And I think one of the greatest ways to show our appreciation is to be active not only with VFWs, but to find out ways that we can make our VFWs better as citizens and the people we vote for and the people, the politicians that are thinking of our VFWs, not just on holidays, not just when they are in front of VFWs and they can get a photo op. I mean the ones that actually care. And you can tell. You can tell the ones that care. And spoiler alert, everybody, it's some of the worst politicians that towards VFWs are former soldiers. That's that's one of the worst parts of this. And go ahead, and if you don't believe me, look into their history. Look into who they vote for or what they do while they're in office and how much they do for our soldiers.
Yep.
Keep an eye on that stuff. And it's one of the ways we can help our VFW members. It is also on Sunday, National Silent Movie Day. And not to be Jimmy Serious all the time here and everything, but I do think that these are one of the things we are losing. silent movies have a place.
Absolutely.
They have a part in our pop culture, in our culture in general. Gosh. And I encourage people of all ages to really take them in, especially younger people. I think you'll be blown away by how creative and how amazing they are.
Oh, yes.
If I can recommend at least one silent movie to see, it's The Gold Rush.
Okay.
I think it's one of the – it's still – I saw that movie when I was about 7 years old, and it's still one of the greatest movies I've ever seen. It still holds up. I watched it about a month or two ago with my dad, and it still holds up as one of the greatest movies I've ever seen. It's a beautiful movie. And funny. It's funny.
I would recommend either a couple of Buster Keaton movies, actually. Oh, yes. Either The General or Sherlock Jr. Those are both really good movies.
Good those are good. And Sunday is National Coffee Day.
Excellent.
Coffee, coffee, coffee.
We thank you, coffee. We appreciate you. Some of us have been without coffee a lot this past couple of weeks, and so I really appreciate coffee. Yeah. Completely my fault. Completely my fault. Take care of your teeth, everybody.
That's right.
If you need a pick-me-up before the early NFL games, Sunday is National Coffee Day, and here are a few ways to score a free cup. Krispy Kreme has a free coffee on Sunday with a purchase. Dunkin' Rewards members can get a free medium coffee with any purchase.
Nice.
Keurig has 20% off all coffee pods on their website if you use the Coffee Day in all caps. Just use that code Coffee Day.
Not bad. Not bad.
That's a good one right there, actually.
That's and not too bad.
You don't have to sign up for their app. Just go online and use the code.
Right. It's one of the funny things when I was telling people about the Civic Media contest we have going on and everything. And they I was like, hey, do you have the app? Like, yeah, okay. What else do I need to do? That's it.
That's it.
You got the app? Just wait for the word?
Text the word in. Yeah.
But that's super easy. Yeah.
You don't need to scan a QR code or a rewards member or something like that or anything.
Right.
Since we're live radio, the ads are already built in.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Wallet Hub.
Great point.
Yeah. It's a really good point. Wallet Hub did its annual ranking of the best coffee cities in America based on 12 factors like coffee shops per capita.
Wallet Hub.
They do a lot of these.
It's very weird, but yes.
Not 100% sure why.
Why?
Because everybody loves coffee.
Maybe.
Who put Wallet Hub in charge? Not that I mind.
Darn you, Wallet Hub. What's going on?
Of all the people to be doing these, I just wouldn't have guessed.
What was Nerd Wallet busy? I guess.
Coffee Wallet was
there's no Coffee Wallet.
They went bankrupt. So Portland, Oregon took the top spot this year, knocking out San Francisco for second place. Into second place.
Ooh, them's fighting words.
Seattle came in third, which has got to be a little...
What's wrong with you, Seattle?
Yeah, it's got to be. I mean, they're...
The coffee capital, I thought, you know?
Jeez. Next, Honolulu.
There you go.
Their Kona coffee is amazing.
They have some great coffee in Hawaii. It's true.
It's so good.
Orlando, where you get a little more of your Cuban coffee and stuff. Mm. Tampa, Long Beach, California.
Makes sense. Yep.
New Orleans, Austin, and Miami.
Austin.
Austin's a little surprising.
Is kind of an outlier there. Yeah. I mean, I know that Austin is a, like a more of a hip town. They got a lot. I'm sure they have plenty of coffee houses in Austin. So yeah.
Man, the whole time in Austin, I felt like I wasn't cool enough to be there. It was great.
Weren't, man.
No, I wasn't. Cool enough. Spoiler alert: I was not. Minneapolis, Minnesota comes in at number 15 when we look at Midwest cities.
Not bad. Not bad.
Chicago comes in at number 19.
That's pretty good.
And let's see here.
Where's Madison? Madison should be on this.
Yeah, I'm already wrong. I'm already mad at this list because I think Madison should be in the top 20, and it's not going to be. I'm not actually seeing. I'm not seeing Madison or Milwaukee.
There's a failure somewhere here.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I'm just looking through the list. One more.
Wallet Hub's fired.
Yeah. Man. Oh, we forgot about Madison. Oh, geez.
Yep. Everybody's fired. Everybody. Well, especially nobody asked you, Wallet Hub. Nobody. I mean. I'm really confused by this. So they've got 50 cities here, but not one of them are in Wisconsin.
That seems weird.
Yeah. And
we got left out again.
And very wrong. Okay, so here we go.
They only pay attention to us during the horror films and election season.
They're not great. They're not in the top 50. What happened was Madison is at 73 and Milwaukee's at 83.
Okay, so the top 100, but not the top 50.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Got okay. it. All right, fine. You can keep your jobs, Wallet Hub.
As far as rural cities go, I would put Wisconsin Rapids pretty high up there. We've got a lot of coffee shops.
Considering the size of the city, we have a decent number of coffee shops. Yeah. That's true.
And, you know, the funny thing is, in the towns that I've lived in over the last decade, for some reason, coffee shops are really a thing. Like, everybody and their brother wants to open a coffee shop in all these little towns. Half of them don't make it, but keep opening them up.
Yeah. Keep trying. Keep giving it a shot.
I got to say, too, Stevens Point, like, it's insane how many coffee shops are. And I say this lovingly and jokingly a little bit because 90% of them are doing well. Like, there's so many of them, and yet they seem to survive pretty well, even in Rapids here.
It helps with the college students. You know, when you have a college town, there's certain establishments that do well. Coffee shops is one. Yeah. We know what the other one is.
Right on. Yes. Enjoy coffee all weekend long, everybody, especially on Sunday. According to a new report, portion sizes in the U.S. shot up in the 1980s and never came down.
Ooh.
But there's a good chance that is changing as we speak. For one, restaurants are dealing with rising food costs, and there's also food waste. A recent study found that as much as 40% of food that's served at restaurants never gets eaten. 40%.
That's a lot.
Unless the meal is, like, absolutely terrible, I will either eat it or take it home with me.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those things. Yeah, I will take it home and see if somebody else wants it. I'm honestly not
going to spend $25 on a meal
that you're not going to eat.
Right.
I can honestly say I've never done that, There are also people taking GLP-1 diabetes and weight loss drugs who are eating less, and trends where people are using tech to monitor their portion sizes to control their calorie intake.
Okay.
And finally, there's so-called snackification, which is gaining popularity among younger people. That's where traditional meals are replaced with snacks and smaller platters of food that take the place of meals. Okay.
That's actually been a thing for quite a while.
I was going to say,
the small meal thing, we keep hearing about
type of take on it.
Right. Small meals a day kind of thing. Yeah.
Younger generation, Terry and I have been doing this our whole lives. It's called grazing. You're just giving it a different
name.
But there's one thing that will determine if this will work. Are people going to get the same value, or is that another squeeze?
Is it just another indication of shrinkflation?
Yeah.
Yes.
According to the 2024 National Restaurant Association report, more than 75% of customers say that they want smaller portions for less money.
Right. The money has to come
down. I was going to say the less money is the sticking point, I think, here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're going to shrink the portion sizes and try to get away with serving less of the same food, then there will be backlash, as McDonald's. You know, they had some low quarterly ranks before this article, before any of this really came up, in major part because of this. And consumers, you're not putting the genie back in the bottle. Consumers have seen their power. Consumers have seen that they can do things. They can get things done. I'm not saying that we can get as much done as we'd like to. Maybe you can get a menu item back on, but as far as getting that company to stop putting plastic in the water, that's a little more difficult. But even with something like that, don't be daunted. That is something we can do work on too.
Mm-hmm.
We've shown this. This has been shown. Companies are no different than us. We are nowhere without our listeners. We have That's nothing. Right. It's just the three of us talking, and I have a feeling you two would have left a long time ago. we are no different than any business out there. Mm-hmm. We are beholden to our true stockholders, mm-hmm. you out there.
Right.
You have power, not just in your vote, but in your voice, in your words, in your comments, in mm-hmm. your ways you handle things, and especially with boycotting.
Yep, mm-hmm. and what you choose to spend your dollars on.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
When Beth and I lived in North Dakota, there was this really great hibachi sushi place in town in Fargo, and they had this really interesting rule. So it was basically endless hibachi is what it was. You know, they didn't they didn't do it in front of you. You know, they did it back in the kitchen, but they brought it out to you. You could order, you know, have as much as you did, as much as you wanted, but if you had anything left on your plate, they charged you for that.
Yeah.
It was their way to try to keep people from wasting food by saying, okay, you know, the old saying, take what you want, but eat all you take kind of thing.
Make sure your eyes aren't bigger than your stomach.
Exactly. And I thought, wow, that
a lot when I was a kid.
that was the first time I'd ever seen that. I haven't seen it in a lot of other places, but that makes sense. People are not going to want to waste food then if it's going to cost them extra money. They're going to eat just what they want.
Yeah, it's like going to an all-you-can-eat buffet and then, you know, getting a full plate of food, eating a little bit of it, setting it to the side and going and getting another plate of food. I've seen that happen and it's just drives me bonkers.
Yeah.
I almost walked out on a date because she was doing that.
Oh no!
I knew right away.
You knew that one wasn't gonna work.
We didn't even know each other's last names, and we're like, "Yeah, this isn't gonna work.
We're done.
This isn't." I want to look at the fall color report real quick. Looks like Green Bay Area already coming in at 20%. Hayward is in at 25% out there, out east, if you will. And taking a look at our area here, Marshfield is coming in at 10%. Wausau at 5%. How is Wisconsin? Wisconsin Rapids area. How are we doing over here? Well, we're still at 5%. But it does look like over the weekend they are predicting us to be up to 10% by then. So,
all right.
It must be because it's getting cold at night.
Yeah. It's a good weekend to keep an eye out and maybe get a walk in, you know? And take a walk in.
Great weekend for doing that. Yeah.
We're going to have some chances for you to get outdoors this weekend and a great service coming up. We have about the final alarm and roll call ceremony coming up tomorrow.
That's
we'll
very
be
cool.
talking
yes.
about that. And that's an opportunity to get outside and take a great event in mm-hmm. as well. We'll have more coming up for you in the 9 o'clock hour right here at.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.